Bodybuilding is very easy. It makes you young and you become fancy and bouncy. And philosophically, in my private opinion, it is just another celebration of life. But, like most other things, bodybuilding has been poisoned by TV and myth. Everything people think they know is backwards. Utterly wrong. Which is very dangerous because lack of results makes people quit. And quitting fitness is almost as bad as working yourself dead. Today, bodybuilding is a tragedy. People, young and old, just give up and never return to the gym. Myth and misunderstanding make for a deadly poison. I tell people that bodybuilding is just jogging with eventually heavier dumbbells. But, you know, people who get older may not care to jog. So for them, it's more like power walking with dumbbells. 1 hour a day, with whatever you can carry for one full hour without setting it down, pretty much. I just heard one fitness celebrity say that health is wealth and you should go to the gym, but that is not correct. Being fit or muscular is all about being young. And you don't start by going to the gym. You go out the door with barely any preparation. Just bring whatever dumbbells you can power walk with for 1 hour, snow, rain, or sunshine, but not heat. If it's hot, you go in the morning or at night. Here, I usually just hurry along and say that the next step is the gym. The climate there is stable, and you have a much smaller chance of falling if you are just dancing with now somewhat heavier dumbbells. But for most people, I think the next step really is hiking and camping, sleeping in the woods by a fire, a month-long stay away from stress, away from too much coffee and too much nonsense, and preferably with some narrated adventure books playing in your ear, may be more transformative than power walking with dumbbells. Rather than 1 hour with some heavy weights, you spend an entire day marching up and down hills and going in and out of woods, maybe even taking a dip in the lake and swimming and frolicking. All of that translates to exercise. Eventually, you do make it to the gym. But only because hiking may be just too much sometimes. Now, you go to the gym to do your best to simulate a really good hike in the morning. For all the walking up and down, all the little hills with chipmunks, you dance. To lose yourself in the sounds of woodland beauty, you have to rely on music, and to keep pace, marching on forward, you move to the beat of your songs. And the lifting instructions are very simple, too. You lift light for an hour non-stop while dancing, but not so light that you can lift more, and never so heavy that you are forced to stop before the hour is up. That ruins your exercise. You have to pace yourself. With a little bit of hiking and many hours of power walking, anybody can get into the shape required for dancing for 1 hour with 3-pound dumbbells. And that is where your body will start adapting. You can then lift 5 and 7.5 and 10 and 12.5 and 15, and if you are nuts, 17.5 pounds per hand. At which point, you can lift for longer, 2 hours, maybe even 3, and as a result become a large and plump cake. Lifting 15 or more pounds for an hour or two is a little bit much. 17 and a half is just downright out of control. So you see, bodybuilding is a very friendly and simple thing that starts in power walking and adventure. There is nothing to it, and it's not so much about the lifting, but waiting around for your body to adapt as a result of lifting whatever you can for an hour or two non-stop.